Officials say there's no silver bullet nailing the reason Hillsborough County voters didn't buy into funding rail, bus, and road improvements with a penny from every dollar they spend. Ronnie Duncan, chair of the Tampa Bay Area Regional Transportation Authority Board, says voters didn't get a clear enough picture of what they would have been paying for.
It's hard for me to sell you on something when I can't, and here's a bag, and I'm going to sell you this bag, and I want you to give me $50 for it. But I can't quite tell you what's in the bag. And what the voter is concerned about is that I tell you what's in the bag, I tell you that it's got, you know, a tube of toothpaste in there, and you get home and you open the bag up, you've already given me $50, and oh, by the way, it's not a toothpaste, it's deodorant.
Not to mention the opposition's message. Hillsborough County Commissioner Mark Sharp is a Republican who put his re-election on the line by supporting the transit tax referendum, an idea most Republicans hated. He says transit advocates can't ignore the growing mistrust of government, especially when it comes to taxes.
But we will do ourselves and the voters a grave disservice if we ignore what I believe is a very strong and growing sentiment in the nation with regard to spending.
Sharp adds that the overload of information, not all of it true, further doomed the referendum. TBARTA board chair Ronnie Duncan says the fact that a proposed high-speed rail project, funded primarily through federal stimulus dollars, was unveiled alongside the county transit tax was probably confusing to many voters.
They thought that because the federal government's already given us $1.25 billion plus another $800 million for high-speed rail, that we don't need, we already got our money. We don't need to be taxed anymore. Well, obviously, they're two different issues, but that's because I'm in the weeds on this every day. The fact is that many people didn't, you know, they don't get it. They didn't get it.
Almost 60% of Hillsborough County voters rejected the sales tax increase that would have funded the overhaul. Still, transit advocates are convinced that voters want newer, greener ways to get around. They just aren't sure the option presented to them was the best way to do it. Duncan says a well-rounded transit system would be an economic boon to the Tampa Bay area.
I don't think there can be any question that we're at a competitive disadvantage without a well-developed public transit system, including light rail, for many reasons. For one thing, 25, 30 other metropolitan areas like ours have it, and we don't. And when businesses are looking for a place to move or where they're thinking about staying or leaving, they look at the area's investment in infrastructure, our commitment to progress, our commitment to business, giving them the support they need to move their people, to move their goods and services.
Former Hillsborough County Commissioner Ed Taranchik, who is currently running for Tampa mayor, was in the audience this morning. An avid supporter of transit, Taranchik says he thinks the measure failed because it wasn't regional and focused too heavily on light rail.
Voters are right to say no. It was too much tax and too expensive of a plan, and it just has to take a step back and rethink it. It needs to be more expansive. I think we need a regional, simple, and affordable bus and rail transit plan. And the reason this plan was so expensive is it was so reliant on light rail, which is turning out to be as expensive as highways.
The Pinellas County Transit Task Force said Monday it may seek a referendum on a transit sales tax over the multi-county region in the next few years. Commissioner Mark Sharp says he agrees that tackling transit should be a region-wide endeavor, but that winning the hearts and minds of voters needs to be done at the local level.
The small counties will say, why do I want to build the rail system that I'm never going to see that's going to go somewhere else? And when voters in the eastern part of our own county said, wait a minute, because the anti-rail folks were very effective at making this a tax for rail in Tampa. And they were the ones that really drilled down that, you know, it was us against them, which I've never bought into. But that was the case they made effectively.
For now, Hillsborough transit leaders are laying low. On Monday, Hillsborough Area Regional Transit, or HART, board members agreed to cool off on any forward motion for its countywide transit plan in order to figure out what the voters really want. But HART board chair Ron Govan, a city council member of Temple Terrace, says a number of potential transit plan options have come to light in the couple of weeks since voters turned down the tax.
We've had some great communications with the airport, and there's a unique opportunity there where we could cross through their property and perhaps build a demonstration line that would connect to downtown, and it would be at a lower expense.
The Tampa Bay Area Regional Transportation Authority, meanwhile, will have its monthly board meeting Friday morning. TBARTA Chair Ronnie Duncan says the board will discuss some potential new partnerships that may add up to a game changer when it comes to the organization's regional transit approach. U.S. cities that have had transit tax referenda fail before passing include Austin, Texas, and Phoenix. From downtown Tampa, for WMNF News, I'm Kate Bradshaw.